A new group is entering the workforce these days, teens helping out family members who've lost jobs during the pandemic. Many high schoolers in Chicago are working long shifts while also going to school. But many teachers are worried. Their students are skipping remote class and aren't completing assignments. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigod has more.
DeMarco Mosby, a dean of students at Al Raby High School on the West Side, is doing everything he can to make sure his students show up for remote learning and keep their grades up. But when a junior who usually does well suddenly was flunking one of her classes, he got worried.
So I called mom to say, hey, you know, I noticed that this student's failing this class. What's going on? What can we do to help, you know? And mom said, you know, she's working overnights right now. So if she doesn't get that grade up, I'm going to make her quit her job, you know.
Mosby was shocked.
So that was like a red flag to me. Like, oh my goodness, overnight, a junior.
After massive job losses and layoffs in Illinois due to the pandemic, UPS is among the few companies that are actively hiring. The signs are in key locations on the West Side. Many of these teens are taking advantage of the holiday season and all the packages being delivered. Outside a UPS facility near Jefferson Avenue and Roosevelt Road, you'll see high school students going in and out in the afternoons and late in the evening. They're seniors, juniors, even sophomores. They come from public schools like Johnson College Prep, Hyde Park, Kennedy, and Orr Academy.
Me, okay, I'm just working because, like, I plan on going to college. I want to save money for tuition.
Well, I get all my work done either after work or I finish it during school. And, yeah, so I be on class while I'm on the bus.
You'll be on class while you're on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll be here at 12 or 3 or 5.
Yeah, and so what classes do you usually miss when you come here?
PE and Spanish.
They unload trucks, sort packages, and watch for package jams. Other adults getting off their long shift say they too have seen an increase of young people working there.
It's a lot of high school students here because...
A woman who works at a nearby Petco and didn't want her name used said it's not just UPS. Fast food restaurants and factories are hiring high school students too.
My mom works in a factory and she says she's starting to see more kids work there too. I think it has to do especially with low-income families that aren't receiving assistance and are at risk of eviction. And they're just taking on the burden so that way they don't become homeless.
She says students whose parents are undocumented immigrants are doing what they can to help their families.
How's it going?
Hey,
what's the doggy's name?
That's why Maria, a senior at Ogden International, got her job. In the little village neighborhood on the southwest side, instead of enjoying her last year in high school, Maria is trying not to fall asleep during online classes after working a late shift. I'm not using Maria's real name to protect her privacy. Maria's mom is undocumented and doesn't make enough cleaning homes and businesses. To bring in extra money, Maria works 2 to 3 days a week at a sandwich processing plant from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., on the weekends, she's there from 5 a.m. to at least 2 p.m.
We make sandwiches. They're all frozen, and then we just assemble them. It goes bread, sausage, cheese. It's really tiring because we had to stand all day, and it's really cold. It's all really cold.
Right before the pandemic started, Maria's mom walked out of an abusive relationship. They moved in with 5 other relatives in a 2-bedroom apartment. They've been there ever since. From the living room where she sleeps, Maria talks about the emotional toll of not seeing her friends and how hard it's been to find the motivation to do schoolwork. Maria, who's usually an A student, says remote learning alone is hard.
And then working plus doing school, it just adds on to it so much more. Because, you know, sometimes I'll be so tired and all I really want to do is sleep. And all I really need is sleep. So I don't do work. Like, I just don't do my schoolwork. I'll log in to a meeting and I'll go to sleep.
Still, Maria has been accepted to several universities and is getting scholarships. Yet, she feels lonely. Painting helps her cope. She's talented and enjoys being part of an after-school art program. Maria tries to help her mom as much as she can, but she dreads having to go to work at the processing plant where she has been harassed and humiliated. She wrote about her experiences there in her college essay.
I have been working at a factory job for 6 months now while attending school. I walk when my limbs don't really belong to me. The air is constantly cold. Two industrial cotton gloves on each hand. The machine gives a loud thunderous snap, and we, like ants, begin loading at full swing. I shiver as I push my hands forward. The clock, jammed to make time move slowly, speeds up at lunchtime.
Back at Al Raby High School, DeMarco Mosby says it's hard to get students to pick school over work, especially when families are struggling.
Before we went to remote learning, students weren't leaving school. And this actually becomes a discipline issue, right?
But with remote learning, what can they do? Plus, many times, students log in but turn off their cameras. Mosby, whose students mostly work at UPS, wonders if the company knows this is an issue. In a statement, a UPS official said the company tries to place high school students in the evening shifts and would be open to discussing a further solution with school officials. Still, Caitlin McGarry, a social worker also at Al Raby, worries about students not completing their graduation requirements.
Until you literally get that diploma in hand, CPS has very specific graduation requirements that if you miss even one, if it's PE class and you don't have the satisfaction for graduation requirements, you do not get that diploma.
McGarry and Mosby worry if students fall behind academically, it will be much, much harder for some of them to get back on track and find the support they'll need to graduate. Adriana Cardona-Magigat, WBEC News.